Yeah, I just ran a check up on myself. Some days I just have to check up on myself. I'm so icy, got that GG on my belt. Thank the Lord for my people and my health. Lost a lot, but I came out with no L's.
What's good, y'all? This is Ashley Renee, and I'm back with another episode of my podcast, I Just Want to Talk. So this is episode 2, and I just want to say first, thank y'all so much for tuning into my podcast. I'm really pleased with the numbers and the response that I got from the first one. So I just want to say thank y'all so much for listening, for supporting, subscribing, downloading it on Spotify and everything like that. So thank y'all, big shout out to y'all for supporting your girl, is definitely appreciated. So I'm gonna jump right into it. So today's topic is I object. So if you think about that phrase, the first thing that I think of when I think of I object is like TV, right? A wedding, somebody standing up saying I object for whatever reason, you know, trying to stop the wedding. So when you think about something like that, the main thing that I think of is, okay, this only happens on TV, right? Nobody in their right mind would honestly stand up and say, oh, I object. There's no way. But you would be surprised. So I got a DM from a girl named Sierra about this topic, and she's not able to jump onto the call because she had work when I was filming the episode. So she wanted me to just read her response. That way I can just talk about it with everybody and then, you know, get a good input. So this is the DM that she sent me. It says, hi, Ashley. My name is Sierra. I'm 27 years old and I have a 24-year-old little sister who is about to get married. I am horrified. My little sister is in no way, shape, or form ready for marriage. Her and her boyfriend constantly fight. They argue. I can't tell you how many times the cops have been called to their house by the neighbors. How many nights I've stayed up on the phone with her trying to talk her off the ledge because she's so heartbroken. He's cheated on her so many times, I can't count. And he's even had a pregnancy scare with another girl when my sister was 6 months pregnant with my nephew. Wow. This guy is such a loser. He's 5 years older than her, and that really upsets me. He has a bullshit job that forces my sister to have to work more just to support her family. I've sat back idly for years, not saying anything, trying to let her be a young adult, but I cannot let her ruin her life for a marriage that she has no business getting into. I've tried to talk her out of it, but all that does is make us fall out for weeks and sometimes months. I don't like that at all. And I don't want that. I am so desperate at this point where I think I'm going to object at her wedding. I don't want to, and I never thought that I would have to have this as an option, but at this point, I don't care. I'm willing to do anything it takes to save my sister, even if that means ruining our relationship for a while. She understands I've been in a bad marriage before, and sometimes you just never want people to have to experience the things that you've had. Should I object or just have my baby sister make the biggest mistake of her life? I know if our mother was alive, she would absolutely object to this wedding. Please help me. I'm lost, angry, and anxious. Sierra. Wow. Okay, that is a lot. So let me just say this. I have actually been in a very similar situation to this. I'm not going to say any names. I will respect everybody's privacy, but something like this has actually happened in our family. I did have a family member very close to me that was getting married. This was a couple years ago. And I did have someone close to me ask if they should object to the wedding. Like, should they stand up and say, no, I don't think that you should do this. And I can remember telling her, absolutely not. Do not do that. Because once you do that, you have to know that relationship is going to be done. You will not be able to replenish that relationship once you do something like that. Something like that you cannot take back. It's not just something you can erase. It's not like a text where you say, hey, I don't think you should get married. You cannot do that. So Sierra, listen. Reading your message, I can tell you're concerned. You're an older sister. Listen, I've been there, done that. I have two younger siblings. I don't have any sisters. I have two younger brothers. So I've been in that position where I just feel like I'm the older one. I'm more experienced. You know, you should take my advice because I don't want you to go down the same road that I did. But listen, you have to understand when somebody is an adult, especially at this age, she's 24. I understand you're older than her, so you probably feel like, yeah, I've had way more experience in my life that would help you through this situation. You need to take my advice. You don't need to do that. But you have to understand, asking someone to take your advice is a little bit different from saying you're going to stand up and object to their wedding. That's two completely different things. Regardless of how you feel about the relationship, some of the bad stuff that she has shown you, that does not give you the right to feel like you can stand up and completely ruin her wedding. So before I even get too far into that, let me just play you guys a clip so that way you can kind of see where she's coming from.
Is what Tamara said true? Did you tell her to stand up at the wedding and object?
I asked her if she would, yes.
Whoa. That.
Well, you know, when all they do is fight day after day, and it's a total disaster, why would you want to see two people get married when it's such a mess?
All right, so I'm going to stop it right there. So you can hear from that response, this is pretty much how she's feeling, and I'm sure this is how a lot of people feel. Now, I don't want to piss anybody off, but I have to be honest here. You have to learn how to stay out of people's business. I know it is so hard to do that. Trust me, I've struggled with this myself. When you feel like you are just standing by watching somebody make a bad decision, it might be something that you already went through. So let's say you've already experienced this before. So you just want to save that person. Like, listen, I don't want you to have to deal with that. But you have to understand, there is nothing that you could tell somebody. There is nothing that you can show them that can change their mind about a situation in their life. The only lesson or teacher that can teach somebody anything is life. Life is the only experience that can show somebody or teach somebody any type of lesson. You can tell your sister until you are blue in the face, don't marry this guy. All you guys do is fight. I don't know if he's, you know, abusive or anything like that, but it's not a good relationship. You can tell her that all you want, but I can guarantee you with the age, she's 24. She's not taking that advice. She'll listen to it, but she's not going to take it. You have to let her be an adult. You have to let her go through all those bad things in life so she can understand, wow, that was a bad choice. Probably shouldn't have did that. Probably shouldn't have said that. Probably shouldn't have gotten married. That is okay. You have to understand, when you are dealing with other people that are adults, when you put that type of input into somebody's, especially a relationship, you have to know they are never going to see it how you see it. Your sister could have just had the worst fight of her life with her boyfriend, but if you come in tonight and say you need to leave him right now, all she's going to do is take it negatively. Trust me, I've been there. I have been there. You're coming from a good place, but to the other person, it's never going to seem that way. And you have to understand, when people are at a certain age, you might think, oh yeah, you think you're an adult, but you haven't been through enough yet in life to understand like the really bad decisions that are going to make a really big impact on your life. And you have to understand that doesn't matter. I've been there before. We all have. Between the ages of 17 and 20, I cannot tell you how many bad decisions I made in my young life. Really bad. Stuff that I wish I could go back and I could just take back. And the one thing I think about is that one voice in the back of my head of somebody telling me, you should not do this. I didn't listen. You never listen at that age. Nobody does. I want everybody to take a second right now. Think about one of the worst decisions you've made in your life. It could be young or old. Doesn't matter. You don't have to be a teenager to make the worst mistakes in your life. You can be an adult or a young adult. I want you to think of that one situation. Then I want you to think of the one person in your life that probably told you, you shouldn't do this. This is a bad idea. Walk away now. You probably wish you could go back and listen to that person, don't you? We all do. I've been there. There's plenty of situations where I think, damn, I should have listened to my mom. I should have took her advice. I was so wrong. I had no idea what I was doing, what I was getting myself into, but you can't. I'm an adult now. I'm a mother. Now I see it for what it is because life has taken me through all those different places where I was like, wow, this is not where I want to be. You can talk somebody until they're blue in the face and tell them, this is what you should do. You should listen to me. But you have to understand it is nothing more than your opinion. If somebody's asking you for advice, that's different. When you just keep giving that unsolicited advice just because it's family, it's never going to get you anywhere. It will not. And you will not have a good outcome when you bring stuff like this to the table. Getting into other people's relationships are tricky. Now, I know a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but let her do it. Let her go ahead and get married. Let her young ass see, wow, this was a really bad idea. Let her go ahead and do it. Because you don't want to keep hurting your relationship with your sister. And if you've been to the point where y'all have fell out for months, she'll fall out with you for years over this. She'll have to be in a completely different place in her life to be like, damn, I should have listened to my sister. Damn, I shouldn't have done that. I should have just took her advice years ago. We've all been there. Take a second right now, everybody, and just sit back and think of one of the worst decisions that you've made in life. And I bet if you sit and you think about it for a second, you can hear that certain person's voice in the back of your head telling you when that was a bad idea. We all have. We've all been there. But now that you went through it alone, doesn't the lesson, doesn't it seem a little more real now that you had to really go through it? I mean, that's it. You don't have to. I know you want to save people in your life. I know it's so hard to watch somebody go through something in life that you've already been through and you just know, oh my God, it's going to be so bad for you. I know it. I can see it from a mile away with every relationship. I've been in some pretty messed up relationships in my life, one of them a little longer than others. And I think I had probably every single family member come to me and tell me, you don't need to be in this relationship at all. Too many years you wasted, you too young, you need to get out of it. Too many. I didn't listen to none of them. And during those points in my life is when I made the absolutely worst choices in life that I ever could have made. But now that I'm an adult and I have a child and I'm a little more experienced in life, I can look back and say, wow, everything that they said is true. And now I know I won't make those mistakes again. But back then, when I was a teenager and I was young, I can tell you what your sister is thinking every time you give your input. God, I wish you would just shut up. It's not your business. If I felt like I couldn't handle it, I wouldn't be in it. I know that's what she's thinking because that's how I used to think. If I can't handle it, I won't be in it. This is my life. Just let me do what I want to do. Those are probably some of the dumbest words you can say. But when you're young, sounds good, don't it? Because you're young. You don't know anything. You don't know pretty much anything between the ages of like 16 and like 19 or 20. You don't know anything. You have to experience stuff in life to really know some stuff. So I absolutely do not think that you should object to your sister's wedding. So if there's anybody out there listening right now, if you have anybody in your family that is in a really bad relationship, just when I say bad, I mean bad. Fighting all the time, arguing, just a really bad setup. Give your opinion. Express your concerns. But as long as you keep this one thing in the back of your mind, I'm only giving my opinion. You cannot change how somebody thinks. You damn sure can't expect them to change it overnight because it's not realistic. Give your opinion and just know that that person is not going to change how they live in or how they act in until they actually experience it. Nothing can teach you a lesson more than life itself. Nobody's words, text, quote, videos, nothing. Nothing can change somebody's perspective on something besides life. Life is the biggest teacher for any circumstances. It doesn't matter. Marriage, divorce, relationships, kids, parenting, life is the only thing that can give you those experiences and teach you those lessons. And the sooner that people start accepting that, the better off your relationships will be. And that's it, period. So the moral of the story today, I think, is don't get involved. You can give your opinion. Don't push that off on somebody and then get upset with them when they don't listen to you. It's not realistic. Let life teach their little ass a lesson. That way you can sit back and be like, at least now you get it. So if anybody is ever thinking about standing up to object to a wedding, please don't do it. It's a bad idea. It'll probably hurt that person. And if you don't want to lose your relationship with you have with that other person, just don't do it. Okay? But that's pretty much it. Thank you for coming in for another episode of I Just Want to Talk. This is episode 2. Just remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're just listening on Spotify or Apple Music or iHeartRadio, please make sure you subscribe. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss anything. And I had a lot of people ask me this, where are the topics coming from? That way you could submit. If you go to my actual YouTube page in my about where it gives a description, I always post the day before what the topic is going to be. So if you want to DM me something that you want me to talk about, or you just have a question that you want to ask me, please just send it. That way I can put it on the show. But that's pretty much it. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back on Friday for another episode. And I'll holla. These niggas, I could get it by myself. These niggas, I could get it by myself. I'ma get it by myself, yeah. Feel like Ginger from Casino, yeah. Aces up my sleeve, though.